Avleza Akala was miyaseid on a Gemara Mesechtes Gittin, that the Gemara tells us that Titus HaRosha went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was a place that Chazal tell us that even when the Kohen Gadol went in on the Fnai Lefnim once a year on Yom Kippur, 7 days he had to prepare himself in order to be able to walk in once a year, Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Chazal tell us, V'chal Adam la'yia ba'ayel mayed, nobody should be in the Ayel Mayed when the Kohen Gadol walks in. And Chazal ask us a question, V'chi Kohen Gadol lav Adamu. And Chazal tell us, the way it says in Tosfos Yeshanim, yes, he wasn't a person. Ki malach Hashem tzvokaisu. If not, he wouldn't be able to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only way he was able to walk into Kodesh HaKadoshim was only if he became a malach. And Chazal tell us that Titus HaRosha went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim no less and no more. And he took with him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chazal tell us, he took with him an Aveira, and he was over an Aveira Mu'usa. He was over in Kodesh HaKadoshim, a place where B'chol Adam La'yia Ba'el Mayit. That's what Chazal tell us, and on that, Rabbi Eliezer HaKala is telling us, Zechor, remember, Asha Oso Tzor, what the Seine Titus HaRosha did Bifnim, Sholaf Chalbay, he took off his cherev uba, and he came in lefnai ulefnim, and he tells us where he came into, what he came into, and he went in and he complains. He asks a terrible question. He came in and did an aveira. V'loy nichva ba'esh. How didn't he get burnt by the fire that was there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? How can it be that he could come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and not get burnt by fire? And that's how he talks about everything that happened there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What did he do? Took his cherev, and he went through the pereches. And when he went through the pereches, they came out dam out of the pereches. That's what it says in the second piece of Rabbi Eliezer HaKala, that his gider apereches, he took through his cherev, through the pereches, and he took out, and what happened? It came out, dam came out. Ki yotzim in abayis, he came out from the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'chal b'lei adam, and this Rosh Merusha wanted to say that kaviyachol, he touched something that he was able to be pegeya kaviyachol in the Beirei Kol HaElmim. What does it mean that came out dam from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Pereches? It says in Chazal, no less, no more. I think that's a Chazal that nobody really knows. And Chazal tell us no less, no more, that when he put the pereches into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he took the cherev and put it into the pereches, which dam came out? The dam of the par and the soyer that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. The dam that was nivla in the pereches. That dam started to come out and went onto his cherev. What do Chazal want to tell us with that? Chazal want to tell us that in that point and time, when he came and did what he did, that point and time, there was such a kapara to Klal Yisrael. At that point, in that moment, it was the same kapara like Yom HaKippurim. It came out, the blood from the kapara of Yom Kippur came out of the pereches to show that in the time of Tzores, and in the time of Tisha B'Av, in the time of Churban, there comes down the same exact kapara that there comes down in the time of Binyan, in the time of Aveda, in the highest day of the year in Yom Kippur. That's what Chazal want to tell us when they tell us that the pereches came out blood. But the Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us that when we're going to say this piece of Rav Eliezer HaKala, that when we're going to say this piece of Kinais, we have to talk and we have to think a different question, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says. We get angry, we get upset. Titus HaRosha went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and did an Aveira. Zogt Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when a guy does an Aveira, the Aveira is only done right here on this world. He doesn't do anything higher than the simple Aveira on this world. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner tells us, Ribbono shel Olam, we have a lev which is Kodesh. We have a heart which is Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. In this heart we have a place that's called Kodesh HaKadoshim. In this heart we have a place that is Kodesh Kadoshim. And when we, Rachmana Litzlam, live our lives and we forget who we are, and we slip sometimes down the ladder, and we start thinking what we shouldn't think, we start thinking machshavos zoros, we start thinking things that are not right to think in our hearts, we are being machnis and aveira, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same Kodesh HaKadoshim that Tita Zerosha took into an aveira, which when we're going to say this capital, it's going to hurt so much, we're going to cry on the Chilul HaKodesh. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that when we go and we slip and we make a mistake and we bring something into our hearts that we shouldn't, when it's so bad, the machshavos, our machshavos which wander to do and think the worst of the worst, that brings in Rachmana Litzlan and Aveira into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Tilin Kisar covered that Aveira doesn't stay down here like Titus Harosh's Aveira, is so much more chomer. We just finished saying two pieces of kinnis ago. We said a long kina that the Rabbi Elazar Kala says kinnis on all the times that it says koi. All the times that it says koi. What happened to all the times that it says koi? He starts saying three kinnis ago. He starts saying all the times that it says koi. And the first piece is built on a medrash. The first piece is built on a medrash that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo brought Churban HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael said, Eicha, Eikoi, where is your avtocha of Koi Yezaracha? And that's what Rabbi Elazar Kala says in the first piece, Eikoi Oime Koires Lo'ov Bepetzach, Bebris Ben Afsarim Koi Yeh, he said, Koi Yezaracha Lo'netzach. And Klal Yisrael asked, Ei Koi, where is that avtocha of Koi Yezaracha? Klal Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened to Koi Yezaracha? And do you know what it says in the Medrash? In the Medrash it says, the Rebbeinu Shalom answered, you are asking me what happened to Koi Yezaracha. I ask you what happened, Ei Koi, what happened to Koi Soimer Lebeis Yaakov V'Sagid Lebnei Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom asks back, you have a question on me, what happened to my avtocha of Koi Yezaracha. The Rebbeinu Shalom asks Klal Yisrael back, the Medrash says, where is the Koi Seimer Lebeis Yaakov V'Sageit Lebnei Yisrael? You want to know what happened to the avtocha of Koi Yezaracha? How there could be a Churban HaMikdash? Think what happened to Koi Seimer Lebeis Yaakov V'Sageit Lebnei Yisrael. Think what happened to our houses. Think what happened to our avtocha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are going to be true Bnei Yisrael, that the Yisim Liskula Mikola Amem, we are going to be separated. Skula means to be separated Mikola Amem. Let us start thinking, what do we have to be mekabel on ourselves, Tisha B'Av? We sit in the middle of Kinois, and we start seeing what happened in this Churban. We say piece after piece from Rabbi Elazar Kala, which tells us in such explicit words what happened in Churban HaMikdash, what we lost in Churban HaMikdash. We went through a Kina, which he told us, all the 24 Mishmeres, all the 24 Mishmeres of Kohuna, how all the 24 Mishmeres of Kohuna went into Golus, and he cried over the Mishmeres that went into Golus. How is it possible? That's what he was saying in the Kina before. How is it possible that all of them, Eich Yoshua Chavtelis HaSholein, that whole Indian of that Kina is talking about all the Mishmeres of Kohuna and explains us the beauty of all the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, and we cry that we lost all of the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know why? Yisem liskula mikala amem. You said by Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves when it was the Matan Torah that you'll be skula mikala amem. Habachanan Vasaman, Hashem Yinkom Domei. Habachanan Vasaman wrote before the big Mochama. He sat here in Admas America. He was here a year before the big Mochama, and he sat here in America and wrote in the summer of Tofresh Tzadik Ches in Camp Mesifte. He sat and wrote Ikvese de Mashiche. He sat and wrote a kuntris on Ikvese de Mashiche, a kuntris which is required reading for every single bachar, yungamam, and balabos. A kuntris which is required reading because it wakes us up what Ikvese de Mashiche is all about, what Golus is all about, what Churban is all about. It talks explicitly why there comes coming such a shnois ashoya, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing such a Churban onto the world. It's written in very clear words what happens in Golus. What happens in Golus? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a tafkid. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a work in Golus. V'yisem lisgula mikol ha'amim. You have to be higher, you have to be better, you have to be different from all nations of the world. You have to be separated from all nations in the world. Klal Yisrael, whether they want or they don't want, have to be separated from the nations in the world. It is up to us, to every single Yid, to whether he will go through being separated from the world. Beretzeinai, or Rachmana Litzlan, Shaloi Beretzeinai. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is very happy when we live separated from the world. When somebody will ask me, why am I living not separated from the world? Where am I different? Of course I am different. I live differently. I act differently. Am I separated from the world or not? Let us talk openly once and for all. All of our lifestyles are simply looking out from the window and seeing what the goyim of the nations do. We live our life according to the way the goyim dictate us. The styles of our dress, whether it be men, whether it be women, all depend on what the guy in Paris, the guy in Hollywood dictates to us. Today you will wear this, tomorrow you will wear this, and today you will look like this, and tomorrow you will look like this. That's not called living separate from the nations of the world. That's called looking out the window and living, watching the nations of the world and copycatting and mimicking the nations of the world. And then Rachmana Litzlan, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brings that the nations of the world should hate us. The nations of the world should reidif us. Today that we should stay separated from the world. That we should be b'yisem l'sgula mikol ha'amim. We cannot be a sgula mikol ha'amim only if we want to be a sgula mikol ha'amim. If not, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam forces us to be a sgula mikol ha'amim. You asked a question, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Ei kai yezaracha, why is not the haftach of kai yezaracha? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ei kai seymer lebeis Yaakov v'sagit lebnei Yisrael. What happened to what you were mekabel by Matan Torah? V'yisem lisgula mikol ha'amim. You will be separated, you'll be higher, you'll be the choice nation mikol ha'amim. You will act separated, you will act different, you will stay separated mikol ha'amim. We have lowered ourselves to such low degree, the things that our parents, our forefathers never would any of our fathers or of grandfathers ever in their life sit down in a restaurant with a guy and eat a suda, whether it means $1 million of business or $10 million of business. None of our parents or grandparents for $1 would have sat down to eat with a guy in a restaurant. Let it be betachlis ahidur v'akashrus. But no Yid would sit together with a guy. No Yid would sit together with a guy and eat with a guy, let alone with who else we sit down and eat, let alone what else we lower ourselves down to. But how in the world do we lower ourselves down to such a kirva when Chazal asked pitam? Why did Chazal asked pitam? Why did Chazal asked bishulam? Why did Chazal asked yenam? All only because we shouldn't get too close to them. And today we become so close with them. We have workers goyim, and we become friends with our workers. It's what I see with my own eyes, how close we've come to our workers. The hevdul ben Yisrael la'amim becomes far away, then we learn their language, we learn their lowness of life, we learn their bahamius that they have, we laugh with them, we talk with them, we become close with them. That's what happens, Rahman al-Islam, to us in Galus. No, that's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants we should stay away from the Goyim Shegas. That's why we're in Galus. We're in Galus because we become too close to the Goyim. And then what happens is, Rahman al-Islam, let us wake up in time before the Rebbeinu Shalom has to bring Hafach Libam, Lisnai Amai, that he has to turn around, that they should hate us, to make the separation between Yid and Goy. We have to separate ourselves from the Yid and the Goy. We have to separate our children. Our children who go to work, which don't even realize that there's something wrong with what they're doing, that they're becoming so close to the Goyish people that work, or to the Goyish salesmen, or to the Goyish people that come, and become friendly with them, and we lower ourselves down, and suddenly we find ourselves living on a different lifestyle, Rahman al-Islam. That's what Galus is all about. And Tisha B'Av is a time where we have to think what we're doing in Galus. We have to wake up what we're doing in Galus. Laughing with a guy, speaking to a guy. Of course you have a worker, you have to talk to him sometimes. But not on a friendly basis, not on a loose basis, on a serious basis. Only what you have to talk. Not joke around with him, not sit around with him, not become close to him, because every single person here in the back of his mind knows that what I'm saying is true. How much we lose and how much we lost and how much of our Jugend went down the drain because of this, and how much we are going to lose, Rahman al-Islam, if we don't stop this trend, if we don't stop this iskarvus between Yidin and Goyim, because the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rahman al-Islam, doesn't let it. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want it, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brings Golos, like the Agdolei Yisrael have told us, that is the Tachlis in Golos, to protect the V'yisim Li'skula Mikola Amen, to protect the separation of V'yisim Li'skula Mikola Amen. So if we want the Avtocha of Koyi Yezaracha, we have to watch the Avtocha of Koy Seimel Leveis Yaakov V'sagid Lebnei Yisrael. We have to watch the Avtocha of the Yisim Liskula Mikola Amem, to separate ourselves from Darkei Agoyim, to separate ourselves from the Ashkof of the Goyish world, and to separate ourselves most and foremost from being close to Goyim, living in the close parameter to Goyim, at least to separate ourselves from laughing with them, talking with them, from bringing with them, and that's chus will be zeicha, that the Rebbeinu Shalom will take us back to be taka, the nam am hanivchar, the separated nation, different from all nations of the world.